Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. I'm Jeanette.
And I'm Emily. And today we are joined by two very special guests, the David and David podcast.
This is David.
And this is David. How's it going, everybody?
This is so exciting.
And a little weird.
I know, there's so many voices.
This is like those when they had Hannah Montana and The Suite Life of Zack and Cody collide.
It's like one of those crossover episodes.
Best episode, though.
That's how I feel.
I love this. Those were always my favorite episodes, not gonna lie.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, absolutely.
I liked it when Hannah Montana stayed at the hotel of, like, The Suite Life of Zack and Cody.
Oh, heck yeah. That was a cool episode.
Mm-hmm. I loved it. Hannah Montana was my favorite.
What are some other crossovers? I'm trying to think. There's Fairly Odd Parents and Jimmy Neutron.
That was a weird crossover, and I don't like thinking about that one.
Well, yeah, Timmy looks gross in Jimmy's world. He looks so gross.
Timmy looked gross. It's so true. He did.
If you picture Timmy as an actual child, you're disgusted by him.
Well, I just imagine buck teeth, and I get it, they're big, but like...
That's not it.
That needs to stay away.
They need to stay away.
I'm trying to think of what other crossovers there might be. Didn't Drake and Josh do one with somebody?
Was it with iCarly?
Wouldn't be because of Miranda Cosgrove.
Yeah, that would cause a rip in the multiverse.
That's true.
The whole show is a crossover.
That would have been an awkward...
Well, you know what's weird is they, in a really weird way, kind of confirmed that it is a crossover in one episode because Drake shows up.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, and then Carly's just like, hey, Drake, or something like that, and then closes the door on him.
Thinking about, I don't know. I remember they did something.
What?
iCarly and, yeah, with the Drake, like what David was saying. I swear they did something like that. Yeah.
I'm sure they did at some point. Nickelodeon did a lot of stuff like that. Victorious had a crossover with iCarly.
Jeez. I don't know. I only paid attention to the Disney ones.
Yeah, that's fair.
Isn't there another one where Peter Griffin goes to like eat Homer Simpson or something like that? They're like fighting.
Oh yeah, there is an episode with Family Guy and The Simpsons.
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah, I don't watch either of those.
Wizards on Deck with Hannah Montana.
That's it, because Wizards of Waverly Place was there too.
Oh yes, gosh, I love Wizards of Waverly Place.
Yeah, and then wasn't Justin like in love with London? Was that it?
Oh my
God. Yeah, something like that. I don't recall. It's been a minute.
I need to rewatch it.
It made a really long intro.
About it.
Well, Hannah Montana looks like she's been on twice because there's That's So Sweet Life of Hannah Montana, which has That's So Raven too.
Yes,
and
that's
then there's the Wizards on Deck with Hannah Montana.
Dang, they got to see Hannah Montana twice. They're lucky.
And Zack and Cody. Wow.
I've only got to see Hannah Montana once.
We don't need to talk about that. It makes me really sad.
What, that I got to see Hannah Montana live in concert?
Yes.
Featuring Miley Cyrus.
Wait, did you really?
Yeah, it was actually featuring the Jonas Brothers. So I got to see Jonas Brothers live too.
That's actually pretty cool.
In their prime.
Honestly, I would go to a Hannah Montana concert. I'm not ashamed to say it.
Hell yeah. Hannah Montana's the bomb. She got the best of both worlds.
That's true.
She's got the limo out front.
She's got the limo round front. Ooh,
wow.
The hottest styles. Every shoe, every color.
Yeah, every color.
Okay, so the reason that we're doing this crossover episode, by the way, is because, you know, Horror Slumber Party is all dark and stuff. So there's a lot of stuff happening. It's good to... try to make the situation more light, I guess.
I like that we're talking about crossover episodes on our channel. It's great.
It's been like 5 minutes and we've only talked about crossover episodes.
It's important. Very important.
Yeah. We need to, if people are not aware of this, we need to inform the populace. It's our duty as podcasters.
Of course. Of course.
True. I'm sure. Oh my God. Do they have the crossover episodes on Disney Plus?
Oh, they better.
Wait, really? Oh, they probably I never do. Even thought about that. Do they?
I don't know. I was about to say, well, now our viewers can go listen or watch it, but how are they going to watch it if it's not on Disney Plus? I guess 1, 2, 3 movies.
I don't know why it wouldn't be on there. But yeah, and then our viewers will soon be able to listen to us on Disney Plus because we're one of the most famous crossovers ever, too.
Oh, of course.
Heck yes.
Hopefully there's no video element to it, though, because that's not going to work out too well for me.
I know. Yeah. I kind of just woke up. You can tell I
look animated.
Yeah, yeah, well, animated. Oh,
yeah. I'll look like Anna when she woke up for her coronation.
Oh, yes.
Just kidding. My hair's not that tall.
No. Okay, well.
You're just pondering about my princess look.
David, you had a good idea for today's episode. What are we going to talk about?
Oh, yeah. So, in light of, you know, kind of matching the genre, we wanted to take, like, a lighthearted approach, but keep some of the original themes of our partnering podcast here, the Horror Slumber Party. And my thought was that maybe we could tell a story about something scary that's happened to us, so paranormal or not. Did anybody want to go first?
Nothing. So
I mean, I could go first.
I mean, I have multiple. I've already told my scariest one on here before, though, so I don't know if I should say it again.
You can do it again because this is also going on there.
Okay, I will. Buckle in, folks. Okay, right. So this was when I went to San Antonio, and on the Riverwalk, this is when we stayed at, oh my goodness, Emily, do you remember the name of the hotel that I stayed at?
No, but it wasn't the Menger Hotel.
Yeah, it wasn't the Menger, but it was like,
I can look it up real quickly, just keep saying your
story. Okay. So anyways, we were staying at this hotel, and you can tell it was very old, and it also had like a museum in the basement, and it was like from the 1920s. I don't know. It was really cool, honestly, because of the things that you can look at. Anyways, so after walking around the Riverwalk and such, we were going to bed, and of course I go to take a shower, and in the shower I feel like this sharp pain in my leg, and I was like, what the hell? So I look down and there's just blood everywhere, and I was like, oh my God. So I hop out of the shower, and just for reference, guys, this blood was not supposed to happen. Anyways, I hop out of the shower and I'm like screaming, and I look at my leg, and there's 3 scratches, like really big scratches towards like my calf area. And they were healing. Like they were already healing. Like they were already scabbed over. But there's blood literally all over the tub and stuff. Anyways, so I keep on screaming, and my dad is like trying to figure out like, oh, well, maybe you scratched it on the Riverwalk. And I knew for sure I didn't, because one, I was wearing pants, and two, if it was that big of a cut, I would remember scratching it. But it happened in the shower. And so anyways, that night, I scared my sister too. Like, they were all laughing at me, not gonna lie. They were all laughing at the fact that I was screaming for no reason. But so that night, I slept with my sister in bed, and I was literally like so close to her. I was sweating all night. I literally couldn't fall asleep. It was so scary. So the next day we told the, when we were checking out, we told the lady at the desk, we were like, have you ever heard of like any stories on our floor? And she was like, yeah, but we're not allowed to say like what happened. And we're like, what? And so we told her that like I got scratched and stuff. And she was like, oh, I'm so sorry. And I was like, it's okay. Looking terrified. But yeah, it was scary. A demon tried to take over my body.
I'm pretty sure it's the Marriott Plaza in San Antonio.
Yes, it had Plaza in it.
I think it was that one.
Maybe.
But that's terrifying, and I hate it.
But yeah, every time I tell that story, like, there's so many people who don't believe me, and then there's people that do believe me. It's like an either yes or no situation. So, take what you want from it.
You're clearly lying. I read that story before.
Oh my god.
What book did you read it in?
Memoirs of Jeanette.
Oh, of course. Of
oh,
course.
Wow. It sounds similar.
Well, I guess I'll go next. My dad has lived many times in Menard, Texas. I say that because he's like moved away and come back so many times in his life. That's another story for another time. has something to do with having a wife and a bunch of girlfriends. You know, it doesn't always work out. Anyway, I was visiting my dad in Menard, where his wife's mom lives across the street. We would go visit her and like go if we needed like ingredients or something. You know, she'd just be leaning in the doorway. She was super sweet old lady. Well, one of the times we weren't there. We weren't visiting at the time, but she had passed away. And you know, that's sad. And we went over to go like take pictures because we were just gonna kind of like look around the area, take photos. And the reason being is because yes, we were looking for something paranormal. But let me give you like real brief history on what goes on in that area. Well, this was historically many years ago. It was a school for Buffalo soldiers. So, you know, the African-American soldiers, I believe that's the Civil War or maybe World War One. I don't really recall. I've looked this up before, and I think I've even told this on my own podcast. Let me see. Buffalo soldiers. I don't want to say something incorrect. Yeah, served on the Western frontier following the American Civil War in 1866. So this house is very old, by the way. Later on, it was a preschool where bad things happened.
Oh, no.
Better than not going into detail. Yeah, it wasn't good. And eventually, she got this property. It was no longer a school or anything like that. She took over the property. And because of where the city is, she would actually help people who were coming over the border, like find work and stuff like that. So she would house them until they could get work, which is, you know, really kind of her. Anyway, a lot of history in this house. It's been in the family a long time. Like she was raised there by her parents who had lived there. And, you know, who knows how long that went back. Anyway, we went to go take pictures, right? We get in the house, we're taking photos, we're kind of walking around. And they have these like chicken coops in the back where she basically just used as a storage. So there's just a whole bunch of random stuff back there. We are walking around and we head further back into the yard. And we start to hear like children singing. It was really
That's
creepy.
That's always fun.
And it sounded like Ring Around the Rosie. And my dad and my brother can confirm this. It sounded like it was like slowing down and getting deeper and like distorted. It was really freaky. So, of course, we left the area. And we went to a few other places. There's like this 8 mile crossing where like a lot of people get in a car wreck and stuff like that. Anyway, we go through and we start looking through the photos. 8 mile crossing. It almost looks like people were standing in the water looking at the camera. Like you just saw two dots that like kind of be like, you know, the placement of someone's eyes. Not really. It wasn't silhouettes or anything. So, I mean, that could easily be dismissed. I like to, you know, like it. I would prefer to debunk things and just say that it's paranormal because I can't really say it is.
Right.
We had a whole bunch of other pictures where there's like a lot of orbs, you know, like, of course, it could be things in the air. Who knows? But some of these felt weird. Lastly, we get to the oldest photos, right? The ones we first took of the house. Now, we come to one and recall how I said that she would always be, she would be like leaning on the door or something when we'd come over, right? She'd be waiting for us. So she always had this like area in the door frame that she would kind of lean when someone was coming over, right? She was expecting guests. It was a very clear and pretty well-defined silhouette of her leaning on the door frame where she normally stood when people would come over.
Whoa.
That is terrifying.
That is so cool.
What's
no
even crazier is the next day, and I know I've been talking a lot, I'm sorry. The next day, we go through, we're kind of looking through the stuff again, and we were trying to show my dad's wife. Well, that photo and a few others were deleted. Nobody messed with the computer overnight, and they went missing.
That is so crazy.
I wish this is something I could obviously like show a picture of and confirm. The only thing I could confirm is with my brother, my dad, and his wife. I mean, there's not physical evidence, which of course is like every other ghost story, right? It's just like, oh yeah, trust right. me on this one.
But, well, I mean, same with me on mine. I don't have proof. Actually, I do have a video of my scratches, but
oh dang.
Then again, that doesn't prove anything.
But yeah, that's
crazy.
I know it's kind of a long story, but I feel like the history on the building is a bit important.
Right.
And then, yeah, hearing the children singing was like pretty terrifying. Sorry, Emily, what was that?
Oh, I just said this is a podcast. You should tell long stories. That's the whole point.
Yes, elaborate.
I suppose that's true.
That's terrifying, though.
Yeah, it was pretty freaky.
I thought it was kind of cool.
Sleep at night.
I didn't sleep well. We'd sleep upstairs, and it was me and my brother. Right, we'd sleep up, and it's like a single room upstairs. It's not like a two story house. It's just like a single room there. Neek, you know, my brother can confirm. If I were to go downstairs to go use the restroom, I would legit wake him up to have him go with me because I did not like being at the house at night.
I wouldn't either.
No, dude, it's scary. And I was just like, he would be so annoyed, but I'm like, please, can you just come with me? I'm scared.
In general, it's a creepy house, too. I remember it. It's like, it's unnerving.
Yeah, it's very old. It's made by like stonemasons. And I think it's been standing there for quite a while. It's one of the oldest cities in Texas, if I remember correctly. Menard's very old.
Filled with old people.
I'm going to go.
That's it. It's just an old people town.
Yeah.
It's an old town filled with old people. And ghosts.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So, does anybody else have something to talk about?
I have one.
Let's hear it.
Yeah, you guys have more, right? Because I don't want to end with this one.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. what year it was. Ever moved into, I guess my family moved into the house that they live now. Like during the whole transition and stuff, my dad got sick and had to go to the hospital. But it turned out that his gallbladder had exploded. And it was like eating his like insides alive pretty much because of the, what's it called, the bile, I guess. It's pretty acidic.
Oh my God.
So he wasn't able to digest food. It was just a mess. Like, his whole body was just shutting down and he didn't even know. He was just toughing it up. And on top of that, he had only one kidney was functioning and the other one was about to fail because of all these kidney stones he had.
Oh no.
And so he was in the hospital for a while and we had just moved into this house. So because of that, he was at the hospitals for like 2 weeks, almost a month. My mom would stay the night over there. My brother and I would stay at the new house. And being the older brother, I told him that he had to sleep in his room and I was going to sleep in my parents' room. And, and you know, trying to be all cool. But one of the nights, the first night I slept there, my dad has like this old like radio because he says that's the only alarm that will wake him up. But I made sure to unplug that thing because it's so annoying. And hear it like turning on like at 5 a.m. when he has to go to work or he wakes up to get ready for work, and I was like, what the heck, I thought I unplugged it. I go and the thing's unplugged.
I snooze it
whatever, okay, whatever, like I thought, like I was half awake, like I just like blew it off and I just went back to sleep. And when I laid down, I started thinking, I was like, the thing was unplugged, I'm gonna check in the morning, whatever. I wake up at 7, I look, and that thing is unplugged. And I go to work, just like, I don't know, thinking of different possibilities. And I was like, okay, maybe it has batteries, because most of those old ones have batteries, like when you take it out to the park or whatever. Maybe it recharges. Maybe it's not that old. I go back, and there's no batteries. There's no way to recharge it. It's literally a $10 little boombox from Walmart. So that same night, I'm like, I'm going to sleep here again. And thing, I hit it and I didn't like pay attention to it, and at the same time it was like around 5 to 5:30, it just goes off. It doesn't like make a sound, like the radio station turns on, and for some reason that's what wakes him up. But like he has like this classic rock station over there in Odessa, in Midland, that area, I would turn on, and that was the same thing that would turn on. So that night I just changed it to like I would hear like, I don't know, static or something, and then it would go back to the same station and it would turn on, and it was just freaking me out, where I moved the thing to like another room instead of like leaving the room. I moved that, and just random stuff started turning on in the room, so until okay. I said, okay, fuck this, I'm gonna sleep in my own room, and I just left it. I didn't tell them anything. So they came back and I tried to explain that to my dad, but he didn't believe me. He said, he's like, no, like, well, because he plugged in his thing again. I was telling him that it turns on by itself, which, you know, he doesn't believe you. No one's going to believe you. But it was just really scary. But I don't know. I think the house is just, I don't know. It's because it has something going on. On top of that, we were plugging in some lights for outside. And so my dad wanted to wire them with like the rest of like inside the house so we could have a switch inside. And we had to kill like the off the breakers so that there's no electricity running around the house. We don't shock ourselves.
Yeah.
Before we started, we turned it all off so there's no electricity in the house. And guess what turns on?
That's
when he fucking believed me and he's like, what the heck?
Then, I believe you.
His smart ass is like, okay, the wiring's wrong in the house. He's over there testing everything. Like, oh, he tested like the power line, I guess, like that goes to the wall of his room where the box was plugged in. And even though we shut everything off, electricity was running through there. So he like cuts it so that nothing runs through there because it's dangerous to even work on it. Like he blew it off. He's like, I don't care. Like it's not true. And when you go back to check, there's still electricity running through there.
So it was cut off.
All electricity is cut off at that point. Like, nothing turned on. You can flip any switch, nothing happens. and we kept testing the outlets and nothing, like, whatever. For some reason, like, when it wanted to turn something on, it would just turn it on. And it was just weird because at first I was like, okay, maybe, sure, the breaker's not working. But when you cut a wire and it's making no contact with anything else, it's supposed to just do all the electricity. And it was just weird. It was just such a weird experience.
That was pretty freaky. Oh, my gosh.
That is very freaky.
It is. And, yeah, I'm glad I don't live there anymore. The ghost can have my family, not me.
Take them, not me.
It's like, I'm out of here. You guys have fun. Yeah, that was really weird. I said, oh no, like, it just doesn't make sense. He was like looking for every explanation, and I was just like, oh, we're fucked. They're coming again. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's creepy. I remember, like, the first time I heard, like, the radio turn on, and I was just like, oh, the first time after I like, unplugged it, and I was like, okay. Oh, no. It was just scary.
Emily, do you have a story?
I've honestly been trying to think of one, and I can't.
Wasn't there once one, like, with the fox you saw or something?
Oh, yeah, that works. So,
wow.
I know it's kind of a short easy, one,
David.
But... Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. So I used to work at Starbucks, and I always had the opening shifts, which you have to be there at 4:30 in the morning to get to. I take a long time to wake up and get ready. So I would like set alarms for like 3:30, which is, you know, 3 a.m. is the witching hour. Is that what they call
it? Hell yeah, it is. Okay. Spooky hour.
So I would have to get up at like 3:30 every morning, even though I live 5 minutes away from the Starbucks. And one morning I was just getting ready in my room, and then my Wii U turned on. And I turned on like while I was across the room. And that freaked me out, obviously. So I went and I turned it off. And then whenever I finally finished getting ready, I went outside. And in my yard, there were three foxes just staring at me. And it was just really creepy.
Three foxes?
Yeah.
That's so crazy because, like, in that area, like, you can see foxes and stuff. But I feel like three at the same time is, like, not normal, you know?
Yeah.
And just sitting terrified. There, too.
That's yeah, they were just staring at my front door, so it felt really wrong. I don't know how else to describe it.
Wait, the one that turned on the Wii U is the same ghost that also wears, shoot.
Windbreakers.
Yes, Windbreakers!
Yeah, that's the one.
Wait, what did we name him?
He has a name?
No, I think we just called him Windbreaker Ghost. But Jeanette, you totally need to explain it. You need to explain the Windbreaker Ghost.
Okay, this was when it was Mia's birthday, so they had this is Emily's little sister for the audience. they had little streamers hanging up on her door, her bedroom door. So when you walked by, of course, the wind would move the streamers and it would make some noise. Well. And me and Emily were in her room, and I was walking to the kitchen to get, I think it was my coffee or something. I don't know. I went to go grab something, and I heard a noise. And when I behind me, it was actually the streamers, but in my head, I was like, oh, it's just a ghost.
You were so casual about it, too.
Like my brain just defaulted to the fact that there was a ghost wearing windbreakers in this house. I was like, okay, I guess that works.
You were so confident about it, too, when you told me.
I know. Well, and I wasn't going to tell you until I realized that it was streamers. Because if Emily, if I was like, hey, Emily, you have a ghost in your house, she would be like, what?
Yeah, I would break down, like, entirely.
But once I found out that it was just streamers, I was like, hey, I have a funny story. I thought this was a ghost.
It's kind of amusing that, you know, I have a podcast where we talk about paranormal stuff and I love researching it. But if I have any thought that there's a ghost near me, I'll just like cry.
I think that's why anytime you spent the night at my house, it was so funny to be like, we were sleeping together and I was like, I poked you or something, and you were like, Jeanette, why are you touching me? And I was like, I'm not touching you. And you were like, yes, you are. You are. Stop it. There's not a ghost. It was so funny.
I like but it.
Actually, my house was haunted, so, by my own grandma. Shall I tell that story? Do we even have time?
Yeah. Hey, go
plenty
for
of
it.
Time.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so my grandma, this was like only a couple months before she passed away. She came and stayed with us at our house over the Christmas break. This was about 4 years ago, 5 years ago now. It's been a little while, but not too long. So anyway, she passed away a couple months after she stayed at our house. When she was staying at our house, she stayed in my sister's room, Janelle's room. Janelle had her room decorated with like Marilyn Monroe pictures and Audrey Hepburn and stuff like that. It was kind of like themed around these two girls. Anyways, when my grandma was staying there, she would complain every night. I don't know why you have Marilyn Monroe pictures. She was a slut and stuff like that. And so she's going off on Marilyn Monroe, right? Just going off. Audrey Hepburn, I guess she didn't care much about, but she just kept talking about Marilyn Monroe. And then she kept wanting to stay in my room because my room was like Paris themed. I don't know, like I had Eiffel Towers and shit everywhere. And she was like, Jeanette's room is so much prettier. I wish I could stay in there. And I was like, no, Grandma, because I wanted my bed. So 2 months later passed. We go to New Mexico for the funeral. And which is kind of sad, but also kind of funny. I don't like speaking ill of the dead, especially of my own grandma. But she was a very different lady. She would tell you immediately what's on her mind, whether it was rude or not. She did not care. And she was never mean to me, but she was really mean to my mom. I don't think she liked her. Anyways, but they also dropped her casket when they were putting it in the ground. Anyways,
oh no.
Oh my gosh.
Anyways, I like how I'm the only one laughing and y'all are like, I don't know if I should laugh or not because this is her grandma. Anyways, so we go back home from New Mexico and we were all talking about the trip and stuff because, you know, family gatherings are always entertaining because there's people you haven't seen in a long time, so it's fun to talk about them. So we were talking about them, me and my dad, my mom, and Janelle, for a while. And then we were like, okay, well, let's go to sleep. So I'm already in my room. I'm like on my phone and stuff. And then Janelle was in hers. And all of a sudden, I hear like a crash. And then immediately after the crash, I see Janelle running into my room. And she's like, I don't. But I don't understand. I'm gonna sleep with you. And I was like, what? No, get out of my room. Get out. And so I go in there to look. Janelle's giant Marilyn Monroe picture had fallen and shattered. And we were like, oh hell no.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, Grandma, don't do this. So she shattered my sister's Marilyn Monroe picture and also the Bible that my grandma had given Janelle like a few months before her death was open on her dresser.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh.
It was very spooky. And so, like, I knew it was my grandma because I obviously there's no proof except always. Except for the fact that Janelle had to throw away her Marilyn Monroe picture because it was shattered. But it was a pretty heavy picture. So I guess like the nail or something could have given out and just the picture would have fallen. But I just thought it was weird that.
Nah, that's a ghost.
Especially right after her funeral.
Exactly. And we were talking about the funeral and talking about the family and stuff. And then immediately after we go to bed and it happens. It was crazy. But yeah. And then her Bible too. That was weird. Because
it definitely is.
Because Janelle doesn't recall it being out on the on her dresser. But yeah, that happened. We were haunted by my own grandmother. Love you, Grandma Gigi.
It's probably sleeping in your bed the whole time.
Yeah, she was like, I want the room with the Eiffel Tower. Let me in there.
I know, right? God, she's like, fuck Marilyn Monroe. And then she went to bed with me. Oh, no. That's scary. Oh, man. No, I loved her, but she was a different lady. Emily never met her, although I'm pretty sure she almost did one time. But y'all know what I'm talking about, right? Like, they just literally say whatever's on their mind, whether it hurts your feelings or not. So,
yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, she was that lady. But that's how she was. Oh, also, Janelle, I forgot to mention this part. Janelle said that she was having a dream, like, before she heard the crash and stuff, and she felt like a heavy weight on her chest, and in her dream it looked like someone was hovering over her. And then and then what woke her up was the picture falling.
Heck no. I'd never sleep again.
I know. No,
never.
It's so funny because if you go up to Janelle today and be like, have you heard from Grandma Gigi recently? She'll literally just start crying.
Oh my gosh.
Like, you can't just talk about our late grandma like that. She's going to cry. It's crazy. Yeah.
My only other thing that I have is one time my mom walked by my Alexa and my Alexa was just talking to itself, but that doesn't.
She just wanted a buddy to talk to, but no one would, so she talked to herself.
No, it was probably like talking to the FBI government agent. Just giving it the updates it needs, you know.
Well, if it did that, I don't think it would actually have to talk.
Oh, I know another freaky story. This isn't paranormal, but it's, extraterrestrial.
Ooh,
I'm down.
Ooh, wow.
Well, in light of, the CIA has very recently, and you can find these videos, declassified, you know, three short videos of them looking at UFOs, right? Which is interesting. And I don't know if it's just a red herring, like, hey, look at this. And then everybody would get distracted. But I don't think so. I mean, it's just been a virus, right? That's about the only thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we're on our way to Menard. This is late at night. I think my dad had gotten off a shift of work. So he got off work, he drove to go pick us up, and then we were driving back. So it made for a late evening. We're making our way to Menard. And at one point, we have this weird, like, flashing light kind of fly over us. But this is a lot different. You know how, like, cell phone towers, they have the blinking light, but they don't move, obviously.
Right.
Yeah, so this one, it was traveling through the air, so it would flash, and you know, you'd see it, and then all of a sudden it'd be a different place when it flashed again, and it was just kind of moving like that, and it was moving in a straight line, Well, it ends up going right over us. So we thought, you know, hey, that's kind of freaky because, you know, no plane has that kind of lights on it. They normally have like other lights too. And also that they wouldn't be strobing, right? And that bright and that low to the ground with no noise. So yeah, we thought that was kind of creepy. Then we continue driving on. And then this is the truly freaky part, because this, like, there's no explanation for this. And yeah, so we pull up to a gas station, we're getting gas. We step outside and we look up. The sky has like an orange tint to it. One thing, it's cloudy, but it has like an orange tint to it. This is the evening, by the way, so it's not the sunset. And there are clearly defined circles throughout the clouds, like all of them. You know how like honeycomb, like how it kind of like interlocks, how it looks like that, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that. So there was like some sort of like formation to it, but it was just a bunch of circles in the sky. Like it was in the clouds, though, so you just saw these circles on the clouds, and also the sky was orange, orange red color, and absolutely no explanation for it. I mean, the sun set many hours ago. This was, like I said, it was late in the evening. It was just so terrifying after seeing that light and stuff too. Like I remember my brother, who was much younger at the time. This is a pretty old story, but he started crying. I mean, it just freaked him out. And I, yeah, honestly, I was panicking too. We made it back safe and everything. We got to the house, but holy crap. That was freaky.
That is freaky.
That's terrifying.
Like, I've always believed in, aliens, honestly. Like if you talk to me, I think there's very sound reasoning with an infinite universe to believe that something else lives out in space, right? I mean,
mm-hmm.
Like, if you just take it from a mathematical standpoint, it's like a certainty. Anyway, yeah, just seeing that, like, was just, I don't know. There's not an explanation for it. I mean, I've never seen circles in the sky like that. I've seen other lights before too. I remember one time I was just outside of my house, my house where it is now, and I was looking up to the sky, and I saw these two circles, right? And there is an Air Force base pretty close, but this isn't jets or anything. They don't do this. They're like, it's like a rotating circle in the sky, and there's two lights. And I'm pretty sure I was with my friend Zach at the time, and we both like pointed it out. I can't recall, but yeah, I don't know what the explanation for that would be, but I've seen some things, that's man. Freaky.
I've seen some things.
Oh my gosh. My stories are so boring. I'm sorry.
What do you mean? You saw a fox.
I saw a fox. Not one. Not two. But three.
Yep. Three foxes.
That's literally all I have, though. I'm really sorry.
I love it.
There is Jamie Fox, Megan Fox, and another one. No,
Claire. Hey, it was just people with the last name Fox that I saw. It wasn't actual
just
foxes.
A bunch of famous actors and actresses just standing outside your house.
That sounds like a Family Guy episode where they're like, oh my gosh, three foxes. And they look outside and there's three famous people with the last name Fox.
And the Fox News team.
Oh,
it's just a whole ass team
just as one fox.
Oh, well, one more like really quick short story of something. This is way less scary. It was just cool because I can tell you that it was a meteorite burning up in the air. Used to hang out with my friend Victor a lot, and we would like hang out around the apartments that I live in, and there's these walls that surround it. We'd sit up on the walls and like talk sometimes. We're just chilling. We're just sitting up on the wall, and really close to us, like this thing finished burning up right before it hit the ground. It was maybe 5 feet above the ground when it stopped. We're just sitting there, and then all of a sudden we hear it, and there's just smoke in the air. Something like, and there was like a trail, but something just came in and burnt up right before it hit the ground, like right in front of us. It was so wild.
That's so cool.
That is so cool.
Yeah, and I mean, I imagine if it hit the ground, it probably would have just been like a rock tapping the ground. I don't think it was like gonna hurt anybody, but yeah, it was just crazy to have it happen right in front of you.
It's really crazy. I couldn't imagine that ever happening.
I know, me neither.
Yeah, and I could be wrong. I mean, I don't know if things would continue burning up that low or that close to Earth, but because I know it's the atmosphere that is what does the burning and stuff. I don't know. It could have just been traveling that fast, and so it burnt up right before it hit the ground. So who knows?
Or maybe the aliens threw a listening device onto the Earth.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And it just kind of burned, so it didn't work.
Yeah. I mean, I would have been safe because I always keep my foil hat on. You know, don't.
Oh, don't you of course.
Don't you worry.
Please keep that.
Don't you worry.
So, okay, well, we are just about out of time.
Yeah. You got to go to work. Any
last words?
Any last words?
Are you going to kill them, Jeanette?
Yeah. Gratata!
Leave my poster alone.
This is my last word is beef.
Oh, are you saying we got some beef?
Yeah, we got beef.
Oh.
Oh, goodness. Okay, well, wrapping this up, make sure you follow both of our podcasts. Both of our podcasts on Instagram. Ours is
Horror Slumber Party Podcast.
And theirs is
The David and David Podcast. You do have to put the, I think we should have thought of that before. Maybe we'll change it, but our full title of our podcast is The David and David Podcast. You can find us on basically anywhere you can listen to a podcast. Lastly, our Instagram is David and David Podcast. No spaces, nothing fancy, just David and David Podcast.
Right.
We post updates when we upload new videos. And if you enjoy our content at all, please come listen to us. So it would not be true crime. We can tell you that now. Or paranormal. It would just be us telling some dumb stories that we have. But we'd love
and
to
if
have
you're
you.
Listening from them, come listen to our podcast, which is Horror Slumber Party Podcast, also available on all of the platforms you listen to podcasts.
Yes, Emily is into true crime, and I am into paranormal activities, so that's what it is.
That's all we talked about.
There you go.
Yeah, go ahead and plug your social media, Horror Slumber Party, so our people will know where to find you.
Oh, yeah. So on Twitter,
Party_horror.
And we also have an email that we would love to get stuff from.
And that's horrorslumberpartypodcast@gmail.com.
Yes. And we also have a website.
Oh, gosh, don't make me pull that up again. I honestly forgot what it's called. I think it's horrorslumberparty.wixsite.com.
Yes. I wanted to plug it here and now because that's cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have an email too, but I don't think anybody cares. I've never seen anybody use it, so. thank you again for having us and working with
thank
us.
Thank you for having us.
It was fun doing a collaboration.
Yeah. And if you liked our collaboration, tell us to do it again, and we probably will.
I think this was really fun. I liked being able to just talk with all of y'all. But we could totally do this again and just find more like topics and stuff. And y'all can let us know by reaching out through our social medias and emails, because they exist.
Please just email us. We're desperate.
I would say text us, but I don't want to put our numbers out there. So please, hey, email us. Email. Yeah. I think we're all pretty, or hopefully y'all got spooked out a bit from our ghost stories. We hope y'all enjoyed this episode. Good night and scary dreams.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.